A very interesting study is that of wait time or silent time. And this is the amount of time that the teacher pauses after having asked a question to give the student time to respond. All research on this seems to indicate that the time wait for teachers goes much faster than the time for learners. They found that teachers typically gave students no more than a second or two before they directed the question to another student or before they answered the question themselves. So teachers didn't often give enough time, only a few small seconds, to respond. Is it because silences are awkward, and can teachers and pupils learn to use them? So sometimes this awkward silence might be the catalyst that is needed for communication to take place. Having said that, it can also become very awkward, and too much of this or too many silences might not be appreciated by both student and teacher. So there's finding some kind of balance where you place pressure on the student to respond, and at the same time you break that pressure if you feel that it's not so appropriate with that particular class, for example.